Reminder to media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Danny Rocco. Good morning, Coach Rocco.
Hey, Rob, how are you?
I'm well. Certainly a tough second half for your team down at Elon, come up with a 42-7 setback to the Phoenix. Just as you've gone back and looked at that game, what happened with your team on Saturday?
Well, it's hard to process. You know, it was a disappointing game, disappointing outcome, you know, certainly for us. Kind of hard to process, you know, how we found ourselves in that moment right there. Elon played really well. They played really well, in particular in the second half, where they were very efficient, in particular throwing and catching the football. We lost our quarterback in the first quarter. Nolan was targeted and had to leave the game and was unable to return. And just before the half, we had a first and goal from the two, ran a little inside zone, had a second and goal from the one, kind of fumbled the exchange there on the zone read. They recovered the ball. If we would have scored there, it would have been 7-7 at the half, and I kind of felt like we would have gone into the locker room with some momentum, but we fumbled there and kind of couldn't gain any momentum there heading into the locker room. The second half, they began to take control of the game. Overall, we were -3 in the turnover margin. All three turnovers were really touchdown plays. One was a pick six that gave an immediate score to them. And the other two turnovers were on the one-yard line going in, or actually we had the ball punched out from behind as one of our players was crossing the goal line. Their kid made a great play, great effort play. But so there's 21 points right there that are, you know, taken off the board or added to their score. And obviously those kinds of things affected the final score. Not saying we would have won the football game. It was the most penalties we've had all year. We've been really, really good in that area. I think we were leading the league here for most of the season and might still be. But had 7 penalties, 5 on offense, really made it difficult for us to, you know, hold on to the ball and sustain drives. So, you know, we're 3-3, 1-1, and, you know, heading home this week. Been on the road here for a good little while. Looking forward to being at home in New Hampshire coming in here.
Got a media question, Q, if you'll get that for us, friends.
You have a question from Daniel Steengamer from Hero Sports. Your lines are open.
Daniel?
Is there any consolation at all as not being the only, you know, ranked team whatsoever to go down in the CAA? You talk a lot about trying to remain relevant into November. Obviously not the direction you guys want to be headed on Saturday, but is there any kind of idea of, you know, we have to keep moving in order not to be left behind in all the chaos of the conference?
Well, I mean, that's kind of the nature of this league. I speak about it, you know, often to our team, just the reality from week to week. It's the previous weeks don't really matter. I think at the end of the day, it's how many games do you win and what's your record in the conference, and do you have any quality wins? So, you know, as I look at where we're at right now, 3-3, 1-1, a couple teams are just like us. We obviously have games on our schedule against teams that are currently ranked really high and having really good seasons, so opportunities will be there for us. But we certainly are going to have to put a whole lot of stock here in this weekend, coming back home and playing a team that's sitting at the top of the conference right now in New Hampshire. I think they're sitting there at 3-0 right now.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Danny, how tough is it to overcome the loss of your quarterback that early in the game? You've got a veteran reserve there with Pat, but just mentally and game plan wise to lose your quarterback that early in the game?
Well, we certainly should have handled it better than we did. I think that they do things uniquely different, you know, our two quarterbacks, you know, and they're used differently. And, you know, early in the season when we were using Nolan as kind of a role player, we were doing specific things with him, and we kind of had another system kind of catered a little bit more to what Pat was doing. So We probably didn't have our whole menu, if you would you would say, in terms of what we practiced all week when Nolan went down. But we certainly should have responded a lot better than we did. Should have run the ball better than we did. And again, we should have protected the ball a lot better than we did. So just give Elon a lot of credit. You know, this is a team that probably played their best game of the season. This was a team that, going into the year was ranked really high and had high expectations. And maybe they didn't start as fast, but maybe they're being ready here to make a big push. So, like I say, I mean, you kind of figure it all out at the end. And, hopefully we'll be able to remain relevant and be in the conversation at the end as we continue through our CAA schedule.
Defensively, as you said, you held Elon to 7 points in the first half, but Davis Cheek 13-13, I think, in the second half. Certainly a guy who's played plenty of games of in this conference. What makes him so difficult to try to stop?
Well, I think he's really smart. I think he's really, really accurate. And that was the most impressive thing, I think, of the day. You know, when you take a look at his performance and his accuracy with the ball. And we didn't defend well. We didn't tackle well on the perimeter, and those are disappointing things on our end. But he got the ball out on timing. He delivered the ball very accurately. They were able to catch and run with the football. They really maximized the space they had out there in the field on some of their RPOs and some of the bubble screens. And so, he was injured a year ago in our game, kind of was scrambling and planted. And once he planted, his knee popped on him and had torn his ACL. And I'm sure that this was a big opportunity for him. And I remember after the game last year, I asked Coach Cignetti if he was going to be okay, because you didn't know the extent of the injury, So I asked Coach if he was going to be okay, and he thought that maybe it was a torn ACL, and I felt terrible. He's a great kid and certainly performed really, really well here against us on Saturday.
I know you well enough to know that this is not certainly an excuse, but all three teams in the league coming off byes weren't able to win on Saturday. As a coach, is it hard? I know you enjoy the bye week to get healthy and things like that, but is it hard to regain momentum and hard to come back off of a bye week?
It really shouldn't be. I don't think, over the years that's been an issue. I think I've had more success than failure, coming out of a bye week. There's always other factors that are involved, and I do think there is something to be said about the continuity or, staying in the flow, but you need a bye week. I mean, you got to have it in there somewhere, and there has to be a moment in time where you can kind of take a step back and kind of give them an opportunity to have a little more time to relax and focus on their studies and get healthy, and get, we're banged, people are all banged up. And so it's a necessary part of the game. And I didn't feel like we were in a position Saturday where we would go down there and not, be at our best or perform well. Kind of went into the locker room there with a chance to be 7-7, feeling actually pretty good, I think, if we would have gotten that score. But when it was all said and done, they truly outplayed us in the second half, and Coach did a great job getting his team ready.
As you know, you're back at home on Saturday, face a New Hampshire team that has won four in a row. As you've started to look at the Wildcats, what are some of the challenges that they'll present for you?
They're really physical. I think defensively, they're playing, I don't want to say the best, but probably as well as anybody's playing defensively, points per game. And structurally, they're really good. They're very aggressive and physical as a football team. They're very aggressive, very physical on defense. The quarterback's playing with really good confidence, and he's accurate, making good decisions, protecting the ball. Their running backs, I say two, I probably should say three, but their running backs run hard, and they are hard runners, and they're hard to get down, and they have a good physical balance right now. They have good confidence, and it's an interesting reality, again, in the league. It's, some teams started slow and are kind of picking it up. Other teams have started fast, and maybe you know, hit a rough spot, you know, and we all have to be able to work through these things and find ways to come out on the backside better off, kind of learn lessons and move forward. And I'm hopeful that we can do that here this week as we begin our preparation for New Hampshire.
All right, Danny, thanks so much, as always, for taking time with us this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.
All right, thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Thank you. All right.